Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Great news. Macy's has everything you need for all your summer occasions, including the perfect outfit for graduation, your summer trip, or that end of the year summer wedding. I have one of those. It is formal black tie. Yikes. They're going to help me out. I'm also getting really excited for summer with Mac. I'm going to go to Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for my guy. Shop at Macy's.com or in store. They have all the poolside essentials. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
You guys asked for it. You didn't, but we're giving it to you anyways. Bonus coverage of the Calm Down podcast. 10 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, of additional coverage. You ever remember watching a movie and like you'd leave the credits running and then all of a sudden they come back on with like the outtakes? Like The Hangover is my perfect example of that, where you didn't know that there was like all the fun bonus coverage. That's kind of what we're going to do here. So welcome everyone to our first ever bonus coverage of the Calm Down podcast. And I am not going to go any further without asking that shirt of yours, because I haven't asked you about it, and it is so cute. Erin has her Super Bowl LA 2022 shirt on. You showed us last week the sweatshirt that Wear is putting out. Mm-hmm. Is this another one, or is that a t-shirt?
Yeah, this is another one. Nope, this is another t-shirt, little folded up kind of thing.
Cute.
A little vintage vibe there with the, what do they call those things?
I don't know. They always do it in our interviews, the sound markers,
yeah,
I think
why?
Is what they're called.
Good.
It's to sync the sound, like for editing purposes. That's really all I know, because every time they do it, I'm like, is this fake or is this like what's actually happening?
Yeah.
But I think there's a real reason for it, hence why it's been around forever. And the logo that sort of, you know, insignia that says Hollywood is those.
Right.
You know, those things.
You
right
can
there,
purchase but this on Fanatics. I just put some lip plumping lip gloss on. I'm interested to see by the end of this bonus 10 minutes if my lips will become as big as my nose.
We shall see. Well, you're adorable. Don't ever say that. And is it the one that has the tingle in it?
It's tingling. Yep. Oh, we're tingling. Anti-aging as well.
Anti-aging lip balm that also tingles and makes your lips bigger. Wow, where do you get this stuff?
One stop. Did you
ever use the tanning stuff? Tanning with beds, which you are not supposed to use anymore, and we don't because now we're trying to go the other way. Because I used to work at a tanning salon, shocker,
right,
in San Diego, and I would use the one that had the tingle in it and be like burning for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
People would always be like, "Does this have tingle in it?" And I'm like, "No." And they'd come out and they're like, or like screaming from bed four, they're like, "It has the tingle in it." It was never fun.
God,
hopefully
careful.
This 10 minutes gives you guys the tingle. Okay, we got a question. We love the fan questions that you guys sent in. We see them all, which is why we're going to answer some of them today. And we appreciate you sending them in because they're really fun. They induce questions about each other that we didn't think to ask, or also just some fun stories. So one of the first questions was from Jessica Verona, and she said, are you going to continue doing the pod during the off season? Excuse me. The answer is yes, which is why
we're
going to start with our first one now. So first question.
And with that, not only are we going to do it during the off season, we're going to be doing these bonus ones every week. So it'll kind of be, you know, quickly in the week, early in the week, so we can address anything maybe that's going on or what's new. Yeah, not only are we coming back, but we're adding more bonus.
And Aaron and I, as we've talked to you guys about, and we appreciate you loyal listeners out there, we were totally new to this podcast scene and like 20 years late to it. So we're making it up as we go. And you guys tell us what you want us to talk about, because we're surprised sometimes when people ask questions, we're like, they really want to know about that. So if you ask, we will listen and we will respond. So here's a question from Austin Meehan, which says, worst first date story. Well, I have been on many terrible first dates, but the one that stands out the most to me is when I was in community college down at Grossmont Community College in San Diego, and I had the biggest crush on the boy in my geography class, and I had a stomach ache. I don't know. I think I've told you this story before.
You did, yeah.
Yeah. So this was for those of you guys that don't know, I'll give you the abbreviated version. I had to go in and get a colonoscopy when I was 19 years old, not even knowing what a colonoscopy was, because I had all these stomach issues because I was trying to be cute and not eat a carb for 10 years. So
goodness.
I needed to mix in some fiber into my diet. Anyways, I had to get a colonoscopy. I didn't know what it consisted of. I just knew that I had to get a ride to the hospital or to the doctors, whatever, and then a ride home. So this guy, David, we'll call him David for the purposes of the story. He's like, I will.
Name's David.
Yeah, his real name's actually David. Drove a BMW, probably still lives in Pacific Beach. Okay,
the license plate number was
G46. It's fine.
Great.
So
stick shift.
Obviously. It was an M. I was all excited. It was an M5. I was like, rich, not just the 325, the 3 series. So he's like, oh, I'd love to take you on a date or whatever sometime. That's how the story goes in my mind. I'm like, oh, actually, this is so random, but I have to have someone take me to a doctor's appointment tomorrow. And I'm told that you have to like wait to pick me up or whatever. And he's like, I'll totally do it for you. David waits in the lobby thinking I'm just going to see David in like, I don't know, 30 minutes after I do a little checkup, not telling him what I'm there for, just saying doctor's appointment. I wake up. At this point, I had gone into the doctor or whatever into the room. They had given me the hospital gown. They're like, we have to run some tests, all that kind of stuff. That's the last thing I remember. I wake up fully clothed. David is standing next to me with the doctor, and the doctor has the sheet out, and he's going like this with these like squiggle lines all over the paper. We get into the car, and David he is repulsed. He doesn't even look at me. He just throws the paper into my lap, and he's like, the doctor says you have excessive stool backup, and you're going to be going to the bathroom all day long, and I'm not supposed to leave you alone. I'm like,
did
oh my
he?
God. No, he didn't. He was so nice, but then I blew up his
what a
bathroom.
Dream.
I blew up his bathroom because I had a colonoscopy, and so they shove all this
Why
stuff
didn't you
up
go
you.
To your own bathroom?
Because I wasn't supposed to be left alone. Doctor's orders was not supposed to be
I
left
would have
alone.
Rather blown up my own bathroom than the guy I just
I didn't
that's
want
where you're
to.
Crazy.
I didn't want to. I didn't know what the colonoscopy was. I didn't know the aftermath, and either did David. Okay, and let's just say there wasn't a second date, and I immediately took myself out of the geography class and transferred to Mesa Community College because I was so mortified. I was like, I'll make up the credits somewhere else. There's another community college around here somewhere. Yeah.
I don't mean to make a community college joke to anyone that went
I've
to,
been to a mall.
How
so.
In the hell did you guys not know what a colonoscopy was? Did you guys have, well, I guess you didn't have Google then, but
I mean, I
could
was
you
19.
Have asked your parents?
That was like,
so what?
You knew what a colonoscopy was at 19?
Let me tell you what I would know. I would know that you were going to bomb a boy's bathroom. I'm not even okay bombing my husband's
Can
bathroom.
Can we not go? No shit. Literally, no shit. I don't like to go to the bathroom even like with girlfriends. Like it's like go
no.
somewhere else. Of course.
I don't even do that.
But it wasn't the smelling kind. It was just like all the like enema, like liquid that they push up in there.
Oh my God. God.
Are you guys still with us? This is only 10 minutes. This has been 8 minutes of
Jesus.
It. And somebody let me know if David's still living in San Diego, would you? Okay.
David, did you want that second date or were you just hoping not
you,
to make the
David,
second hour?
Our favorite Schitt's Creek is applicable
God.
Here.
Up Schitt's Creek. All right. Next question from
no,
Wild
wait, here.
Cedar. Oh,
wait,
sorry.
No. You're going to go next. Okay. When did you stop being starstruck? When did I stop yelling at this microphone? When did you stop being starstruck interviewing people like Peyton and Tom? This is from Mac Lewis or Macy Lewis, excuse me, 11.
I'm still starstruck. I think that's why I know it's time for, or it's not time to retire. Because I still love it so much and I still get really nervous. I get nervous for every interview. I get nervous for every sideline hit. I think because I just want to do such a good job. And the day that I'm not, it will tell me, now it's time to go home and clean out
That's
your vitamin
good.
Drawer because I still haven't done that.
Well, you know, in that case, Athletic Greens has all your minerals and vitamins, 75
yes,
of them to be exact.
Yes, they do. I love it.
I'm telling you, I legitimately
pH
use it
water
because of you.
Also. You
not
know the pH water.
Well, I mean, I know pH balance. Now, finally, not sweating.
Okay. So did David.
And then next text is, go for it, sister. Next question.
It's from Ellie Taking Pictures. Hi, y'all. Hey, girl. Lighthearted question. Who would you cast as each other in an epic Hollywood biopic?
Whoa. That's easy for me. I always call you Julia Roberts. Shelby, as your character is goes in Steel Magnolias, you're Julia Roberts to me because you have a million-dollar smile. You've got the gorgeous brownish hair with sometimes a highlight. You are tall and statuesque like she is. And you're America's sweetheart. So I think that that is a perfect summary of why you would play Julia in a biopic.
Well, that is wonderful. And I love you. And what kind of companies? And
the
then...
croissant.
For you, that this was, we love our producer Ryan so much. He thought this was something that would be really thought provoking for us. Very easy. You would be Cameron Diaz, who we also were very nervous to interview and talked a lot about it afterwards. But yeah, you are, there
still
are
talking.
So many instances that she reminds me of you with the scene in The Holiday where she's shopping and she's like, oh yeah. And then like takes a huge swig and then dancing
Someone's
in the undies.
Someone's having a party.
In Charlie's Angels and Bad Teacher where she shows up and she's crumpled over. And
Ryan says we're 10 minutes in. So I will end it quickly with Wild Cedar Photo. Left us with a question that we're going to hang on until next week. It says texting mistakes because I have so many stories about texts that went wrong from other people to me and me to other people. And I know Aaron has them too. So we will save them for the next mini edition of Calm Down. Thank you guys so much for submitting these questions. We will continue to look at all of them and answer as many as we possibly can. This has been the first episode of our mini Calm Down podcast. Thank you for listening. And go get that t-shirt, Fanatics.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.